Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So we are continuing the same canto, that is 7th canto, and the title of the chapter 15th is Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. Text number 29 we are looking today. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yatha Vartadayo Hi Artha Yogasyartham Nibibhrati Anarthaya Bhaveyo Sma Purtamishtam Tatha Sataha Yatha Vatadayo Hi Artha Yogasyatram Nibibhrati Anarthaya Bhaveyuhu Sma Anarthaya Bhaveyuhu Sma Purtam Ishtam Tatasata. In the last line, the first word, Purtam, Pu is long. So if you pronounce a bit long, it will fit into the lyric. Yatha vartadayo yatha yogasyatham na bibhrati anarthaya bhaveyusma purtam ishtam tathasata Purtam Ishtam Tatha Sata Yatha Vartadayo Vyartha Yogasyatham Nibibhrati Anarthaya Bhaveyuhu Sma Purtam Ishtam Tatha Sata Yatha Vartadayo Vyartha Yogasyatham na bibhrati Anarthaya bhaveyusma Purtam ishtam tatha sata Yatha as Vartadayaha Activities like occupational or professional duties He certainly Artha, income from such occupational duties. Yogasya, of mystic power for self-realization. Artham, benefit, na, not, vibhrati, help, anarthaya, without value, binding one to repeated birth and death. Bhaveyuhu, they are sma at all times, purtam, ishtam, ritualistic Vedic ceremonies. Tatha, similarly, asataha, of a materialistic non-devotee. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Please repeat. As professional activities, or business profits cannot help one in spiritual advancement, but are a source of material entanglement, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies cannot help anyone who is not a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, as professional activities or business profits cannot help one in spiritual advancement, but are a source of material entanglement, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies cannot help anyone who is not a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, please hear. If one becomes very rich through his professional activities, through trade or through agriculture, this does not mean that he is spiritually advanced. To be spiritually advanced is different from being materially rich. Although the purpose of life is to become spiritually rich, unfortunate men, misguided as they are always engaged in trying to become materially rich. Such material engagements, however, do not help one in the actual fulfillment of the human mission. Jai Shri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji Ki, Shri Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Ji Ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki. On the contrary, material engagements lead one to be attracted to many unnecessary necessities, which are accompanied by the risk that one may be born in degraded condition, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Urjam gacchanti sattvastha madhya tishtati rajasaha janganya guna vrittistha adho gacchanti tamasaha. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance go down to the hellish worlds. Especially in this Kali Yuga, material advancements means degradation and attraction to many unwanted necessities that create a low mentality. Therefore, janganya guna vrittistha, since people are contaminated by the lower qualities, they will lead their next lives either as animals or in other degraded forms of life. Making a show of religion without Krishna consciousness may make one popular in the estimation of unintelligent men, but actually such a materialistic display of spiritual advancement does not help one at all. It will not prevent one from missing the goal of life. Ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. This guru pranam is very important. In this shloka our condition is described and why we should run after the spiritual guide is vividly described in three words. Om, as we have seen yesterday, is the sound representation of Krishna. So the spiritual guide, the spiritual master, is non-different from Krishna. And that's why we have to be very clear about the Guru Tattva in our minds. Because Krishna is one, Guru Tattva is also one. There may be different individual spiritual masters, but they all direct us to the same supreme reality, the same supreme absolute truth, Krishna. And one who deviates from this reality cannot be our guide. That is very pure and simple. So that is why the Guru Tattva is not divided. We unnecessarily should not create any confusion in our mind because we are the disciples of different gurus. This has to be very clearly understood. We belong to the ISKCON society. There is one tattva, Krishna consciousness. There is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The title itself explains the purpose of this society and the purpose of the human existence. This must be clearly understood. If we change the purpose gets polluted. There is a beautiful verse describing the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. And it describes you the same truth. Vibhanti Bhagavata Atmana Satam Kathamritam Shramana Puteshu Samvritam Punanti Vidai Vishavadushita Ashram Vrajanti Tat Charanasaro Ruhantikam. It's beautiful words. Very hardly there are 8 words into it. But they describe the whole purpose of our human existence and how under different conceptions we change the goal of human existence. Pibhante Bhagavata Atmana Satam. Pibhante means the drink. Piva means to drink. Coca-Cola. Hey, you like? Huh? Just go out, soon up maybe. We completely shun from these drinks. But we do drink. Vibhanti. What we drink? Eva Bhagavatam. Means the Srimad Bhagavatam. We drink every day in the morning. And this, if you drink, then Atmanaha, you are connected to the internal potency of the Lord. It is known as Atmana Satam. And Satam, Sat. We are attracted to Sat. We are attracted to the eternal living entity. And thus our attention is completely directed to the Supreme Absolute Truth Krishna and nothing else. And because our pointed attention is to Krishna and Krishna Bhakti, the devotional service of the Lord, we are not interested at all in other side. We may do those activities as the matter of duty. That's all. Maybe the family persons, the grihasthas, they have to maintain, they have to look after the children, they have to do everything. But our attention is not there. That is the goal of existence. And this is how our attention should be completely diverted to the Supreme Absolute Truth. And how can we do it? Kathamritam Shravana Puteshu Samritam. Very nice line, second line in this verse. Kathamritam, by the nectarian topics of Krishna, Shravana Puteshu should go always in the whole ear hole. And if you pour this into your ear hole, Kathamritam Shravana Puteshu Samritam, the complete Krishna Katha, if goes into your hole, then what is the effect? Is described in the third line. These verses are beautiful. You should try to study these verses. This Bhagavatam is beautiful. There is no comparison with the scripture all over the world and any other scriptures at all. Then in the third line, as I told you, that is the effect of the Krishna Katha, the effect of continuous hearing the topics of Krishna is very nicely described. And he says, Pumanti Te Vishaya Vidushita Ashayam. All the words you should completely bisect. And remember, you know, these medical students, they want to study the human body. And they cannot cut the human body and find out what is it. So they take the frog and they bisect it. Cut it, you know, and try to find, because frogs, construction of body and then human body is same. So they bisect the body of the frog and find out where is the heart, how the nerves go and how the arteries go. And then from the frog's body they can understand the construction of the human body. This is how we should do. That we should try to remember each word. Srila Prabhupada has worked very hard day and night. He used to get up at 1 a.m. You are not able to get up at 4 o'clock. He used to get up at 1 a.m. to translate these things. And with all the burden on his mind, when he was alive, he had started 100 temples. And he was all in all, because the crude following was there. They didn't know anything at all. And he had to tolerate so many things. And even then, he tried to give us the cream of this scripture. And this is how on each word he has meditated, because in Sanskrit, one word may have 10 meanings. So he has meditated on the word and the topics, and he has given us exactly the correct meaning. Everything is ready. Just it's our duty now to open the scriptures and try to study, bury our head into these scriptures. This is the main thing. Then if you do that, then Punanti, you are purified. Punanti means purified. And what are you purifying from? That we must be very clear. Punanti, hey, those people, those who hear continuously the topics of Krishna, they are completely purified. Vishaya, sense gratificatory activities. And Vibhushita Ashram, because of the sense gratification, the goal of existence is completely polluted. There is a fresh air, but if there is a factory, because of the smoke of the factory, the air will be polluted. And that polluted air is no good for anybody. It is harmful. The vegetation cannot survive. We cannot breathe in. That is the effect of the pollution. It is very much essential that we should not pollute the goal of existence of our life. As soon as the goal of existence is polluted, your whole life is polluted. And we have to punanti, we have to purify, as it is we are polluted. We are running after the television sets. We are running after so many artificial necessities. Minimum necessities should be met just to keep this body and soul together. And come to Krishna, that's all. And by coming to Krishna, you don't know the secret of coming to Krishna is that you satisfy all your material desires. Now just we are chanting. We have started chanting and discussing about Srimad Bhagavatam. And we are sitting in nice hall here. Nicely warm, any floor is warm. And you go outside and you end up in a ditch. Just we have chanted and we are just here to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Can you imagine the sitting hall like this? Where is a sitting place like this? In your house is the dirtiest place with all the dirty carpets in. You know, since 150 years that carpet was there. And it's full of house mites and everything, you know. And we can't clean it. Underneath the carpet there is a layer of dust. And when you hoover it, boom, 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 boom. And the whole dust is under the carpet. Yeah. And we are very satisfied. What can you ever do? The dog is there already. And then children play and they do everything and carpet is dirty and tea and coffee and whiskey and beer. Everything falling down and pieces of meat and fish and God. Can you sit in the sitting room? Is it the sitting room or hell? We create a hell. Why? Because we are polluting our own existence. As soon as you pollute your existence, you are in a hellish condition. That is what Srila Prabhupada says. That as soon as you pollute the aim of the existence, you go away from this hall. Then this hall is no good for you. And you go to 10x10 room with all the dirty furniture and with all the dirty carpets and no decoration and no nice atmosphere. Where can you get the audience of the Lord in your sitting room? This is the reason that we must hear the topics of Krishna. We must chant continuously, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Loudly, you are Ekadashi today. You know, you should chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the way. This is the medicine. You know, Krishna's incarnation for medicine is known as Dhanvantari. And Dhanvantari has given us the science of medicine, which is known as Ayurveda. Ayurveda means our life and Veda means knowledge. Knowledge about life is known as the Ayurveda. It's an ancient system. Even now, Gauram is prevalent in India and all over the world now. It is coming direct from Krishna. He is the source of all the medicines. Krishna means Aushadhi Sarva, Swarma Bhuta, Rasvatmaka. What is it? 15th chapter, Bhagavad Gita. You know this sloka? Aham Vaishva Nara Bhutva, Prani Nam, Deha Masrita, Pranapana Samayita, Pachanmen Chaturvedam. And then he says, Pushnami Chaushadi Sarva, I nourish. Pushnami means nourish. Pushnami, I nourish. Krishna says, I nourish all the Aushadi plants, all the medicinal plants. I nourish them. Soma Bhutva, Rasatmaka, Soma Bhutva, I become moon. And through my splendor, I nourish all the vegetation, which is very much useful for the medicines. And this is how Krishna is the root of everything. And he gives us the Ayurveda, the medical science, which is very much essential for our health. Our medicines should be our food, and our food must be our medicines. To cook prasadam, nice prasadam, is a beautiful art. It's an art to cook nice prasadam, because you have to use different spices in it. Without the spices, there is no medicinal value to your food. You take the ginger, green ginger. It's the king of the medicine for all the ailments. And it is our food. And that's why we use ginger. In khichdi we use, in sabjis we use, everywhere we use. And you cut into pieces and keep it in the salt. A nice pickle, ginger pickle is there. And this is how, if you take ginger, no time you will suffer from anything. This is coming from Krishna. This is Ayurveda. Then all of our spices are the medicines. And that's why there is an art, how to spice our food, so that we get the medicinal effect with our food. And there may not be any indigestion, there may not be any blockage of the circulation of blood, or this or that. This is coming from Krishna himself. And then he has written a nice book about Mahaushadhi. Aushadhi means medicine. And Mahaushadhi means great medicine. Prasad, Mahaprasad. You know, do you know Mahaprasad? Full of rasgullas and sandesh. Mahaprasad. The same way, we have this Mahaushadhi book. And in it, Krishna states, you understand this verse. Achyut Ananta Govinda. These are Krishna's names. Achyut Ananta Govinda. Namocharana Bhesajad. Namocharana. Nam means names. Krishna's names. Just you utter Krishna's names. There are Achyut Ananta Damodar. These are three names of Krishna. And thousands of names he has according to his activities. Achyut Ananta Damodar. Namocharana. The pronunciation of the names. He is, Bhesajad, is the greatest medicine. Just pronounce these names. That's all. Achyut Ananta Damodar. Or Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala. You know, Keshava Madhava Deena Daya. All these names. They are in the names. Jaya Radha Madhava. All these full of our bhajans are full of the names of Krishna. Just you pronounce these names, he says. And what is the effect of pronunciation is described in the second line. Nashyanti sakalaha rogaha. Roga means all the diseases. Nashyanti, they completely destroy. By the only pronunciation of the names, your all diseases fly away. Nashyanti sakalaha rogaha. And in last line he says, satyam satyam vadami aham. This is truth and nothing but the truth. And in court, we take this oath that I shall speak truth and nothing but the truth, and we speak lies. But herein, Krishna says that this is truth and nothing but the truth. This is how, if you understand this, then our existence will not require any outside help. This is the secret of our health. We are Purnam. Our Lord is Purnam, completely perfect. And because he is completely perfect, our body is also coming from him. So the body is completely perfect in itself. The curative process of the body is included in our body. It is not outside the body. There is no need of cutting and replacing the organs. No. These people, they don't have cures. If you are suffering from kidney failure or this or that, irregulated life gives you the diseased body. That is definitely. Rogi bogi. You know, rogi bogi. Bogi means who is running after the sense gratification. And he is definitely going to be rogi. That is diseased person. Bhugana bhukta vayameva bhukta. Tapoma tapta vayameva tapta. This is very clear. If you run after the bhoga, if you run after the sense gratifying activities, in return you get a nice gift, and that is diseased body. Who will like that gift? And that's why the whole spiritual process, all over the world, whatever we have in the form of religions, maybe it is a Christianity, Islam, or Jehovah, or whatever, we have all the faiths, they all direct us to this point. If you please, just try to control your senses. And this is the reason. As soon as your senses are let loose, your body is going to be diseased. This is the greatest danger. Don't let loose your senses. Eyes are the wonderful thing. And that's why we should always see Krishna, pictures of Krishna. Mind should be completely occupied in Krishna conscious activities and Krishna's topics, kathamritam. And if you behave like this, then sakti nasyanti saklaha rogaha. We haven't done much. But half-heartedly, we have come to Krishna consciousness. And we are forced to come here. Don't be in a cuckoo's land that voluntarily everybody is here. Nobody is here voluntarily, including me. They are all forced. Somehow they were luckily, we came to the right place. And now as we have come here, we are following the process. Not very seriously. We are not yet serious. But even a half-hearted process has given us the best life. From the material point of view also, we all got such a building to stay. Has anybody got castle? And we are staying in the castle. We are eating nice prasadam. Outside you go, the plate of prasadam is impossible. It's impossible. You know how much you require to have just the plate of prasadam. You have to have the place, you have to have the gas, you have to have the utensils. You have to have the income to buy the bhogas. And here, everything is provided, just what we are doing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And we have got the best of our health. Whatever limited bodies we have the best of the health. We are shining, because we are giving way to Krishna. And as soon as Krishna takes charge of your life, then he changes your life completely. Otherwise you get rotten without him. As soon as you leave him, you are going to go to the material rut. And it is a rut. And we have the experience. You do, or those who are doing the material activities, they call it prescribed duties. Those who are doing it, for example, they may work in the office, or they may have their own businesses or something, and it will sap their energy. By the time he comes in the evening, he is half dead. And that's why we have manufactured sofa sets, so that he can just fall on it, half dead. And then tea, and then we have invented the machines of tea and coffee. You put it 6 o'clock, coffee cup will come out. Because wife is not there, and if she is there, she doesn't know how to cook. So, we have invented the machine. This is artificial necessity again. Bad coffee. He's sleeping without washing the mouth. Bum, bum, bum. And he's very proud. I have a machine, 6 o'clock in the morning, the coffee. This is so stupid. Is there any limit for our stupidity? Once you leave Krishna, you are the supreme stupid. This is the point to be understood. And the same point is made here. If you don't come down, then we are finished. And why should we come down is very nicely described in this verse which I was going to describe it to you. That om abhyana, we are completely ignorant. We don't know these things. And that's why we are completely ignorant. Ajnana. And because we are ignorant, timira, we are in darkness. Now suppose if there is here no lights and completely dark at night, then you will not find anything here. You know that there is a microphone, you know that there is a fitting place, you know there is a box or this or that or that, but you will not see anything because you are in darkness. So, and why you are in darkness? Because you don't know. You can't see anything at all. And this is our condition. That we, everything is there, but we don't see it. We are completely in dark. And why we are in dark? Because we are ignorant. We are completely ignorant. We think that to sit in the pub is the goal of our existence. And we have completely polluted the goal of existence. We think to marry is the goal of our existence. We think that the illicit connections with the women is the goal of existence. And that is demonic nature we have accepted. This is ignorance. And because we are ignorant, we are in darkness. And because we are in darkness, andha, timirandha, om ajnana timirandhase, andha, we are blind. The reason we are blind, because we are in darkness. Even if you have eyes, you cannot see in the darkness. And then, jnananjana shulakaya, we must go to some person who knows how to drag us out of this ignorance and darkness and the blindness. And therein, the necessity of spiritual master arises. This is the main thing to be understood. There must be some guide, like Srila Prabhupada and his representatives, Vartaman Guru Vrinda. And this is how the whole society functions very nicely. It is a disciplic succession. Everybody is a disciple. And those who are the best disciples, they can only guide the disciples. That is the secret of it. And that's why it is known as disciplic succession. And this is how we pay our obeisances, prostrated obeisances, to our spiritual masters. This is the way. And then we come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the goal of existence he has completely nicely defined. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very clear. And that's why he is Mahavadanaya, his most munificent incarnation of Krishna. He says, what is the goal of our existence? Because we should not pollute our goal. And as soon as we follow our goal, pure goal, then what happens? Tat charana sarodhyantikam. We go to the lotus feet of the Lord. And the same thing is repeated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, hear that verse. Aradhyo vrajoshyatanayas tadhana vrindavanam ramya kachidupasana vrajavadhu vargenaya kalpita. Are you meditating? No. Keep yourself alive. Nice music is going on. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshitanayas Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadhu Vajenaya Kalpita. The beauty of the Sanskrit verse is that you must pronounce each word very nicely. And in order to pronounce each word very nicely, you must learn. You must know the words separately. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshitanayas Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kajitupasana Vrajavadhu Varjenaya Kalpita. Jai. Your servant is singing. Your servant is singing. Hare Krishna, be kind to hear it. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshitanayas Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachitupasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamulam Prema Pumathuman Sri Chaitanya Maha Prabhur Matamidam Tatradaro na para. It's beautiful to understand this one verse. Just to learn this one verse and go on repeating for the whole of your lifetime. One verse is enough for your life. Next life we'll see another verse. Beautiful is Aradhyo, Aradhana. From this word, Radha word comes. Aradhana. Aradhana means intensive prayers. An intensive prayer always comes out from our life when we are in trouble. When we have difficulties, we pray Lord very sincerely. We have all experienced this. You know, we were traveling from one island to the other island in Fiji. There are three islands, you know, main islands. And we were flying from one island to the other island. And the plane was very small, you know. It's hardly 8-10 seats, you know. It's just a very compact plane. We can just touch the pilot. The pilot was sitting in front of us. And what happened? That the Fijian government is a very poor government, I think. So they buy the rejected planes from America. And they recondition the engines, you know. And the reconditioned planes, they fly between the islands. And they call it Sunflower Airline. And fortunately, we had got the ticket on that Sunflower Airline. So we got into the plane and really the whole thing was completely obnoxious. It doesn't look like a very well maintained plane yet. And somehow or the other the wings were going on and everything was going. We said, and we had a doubt, you know. And the whole way, floor was wet completely. It's not cleaned even, you know. And there were, we went to the airport, and the airport was like a hut. And there was no electricity or anything. There were red and green flags, you know, for the airplane to come down and go up. However, sister. And then we got into the plane. Somehow or the other plane moved, you know. It took off, you know. And the pilot was chewing the sandwich while pilot in the plane. I told him he's going to finish us off, you know. This is the medicine to go direct to Goloka Vrindavan. It was so very scaring. And then somehow the lights went off. And I thought the end has come. I mean, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. I never chanted rounds like that. Because I thought that the end is now very near. And there was dark in the cockpit, he couldn't see anything. And he might be habituated to all these things. He had a torch in his pocket. So he took out the torch and he was switching button to that. I told one wrong button and he got. It was a death-like experience. And the chanting was very powerful. So the more danger we face, the chanting is very nice, you know. It is known as Aradhana. And if we are in a dangerous situation, at the moment we are sitting here, nobody knows what is going on under the crust of the earth. Nobody knows. There may be, it may give way. Who knows? Or we may travel in the air. Nobody knows what is happening. Then we may travel on the surface of the water and we are completely at the mercy of the whims of the water. Nobody knows whether high tide will be there or low tide will be there or whatever it is. We are all in a dangerous situation in the material life. And because of these dangers, we must continuously, intensively pray to Krishna always. And the intensified prayer is known as Radha. And that's why Radha is very dear to Krishna. And that's why we have to go through Radha to Krishna. Through Radha means intensive prayer. Unless you have intensive prayer, you cannot approach Krishna. It will be very submissive, very humble, and with all the humility, you can just shed off all the material designations here and then go to Krishna. With the designation, you cannot go. You cannot go to Krishna and tell, I am doctor. He said, I don't know whether you are doctor or not. Whether you pray or not, that is the main thing. And that is our purpose today. That with all the material ability, you cannot be a devotee. A doctor cannot claim, or an engineer cannot claim, or a millionaire cannot claim that I am a devotee. Frankly speaking, he is Akinchana Gochana. Unless you are materially exhausted, you will not be intensely praying to the Lord. This is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Aradhya is, and to whom? Rajesh Tanayas, the son of the king of Raja, you have to always meditate on. Aradhya Rajesh Tanayas, that Dhamma Vrindavanam, whose abode is Vrindavan. And on this planet also, fortunately we have Vrindavan. And wherever we sing the glory of the Lord, the place is converted into Vrindavan. Otherwise, what is here? If Lord would not have been here, we would be afraid to enter this place. It would be full of ghosts, subtle living entities. And definitely it would be suffered. Even tomorrow, if we remove the murtis from this building, and we may construct a very big building for it, this building will be full of ghosts. These boys will not come here at all. We will be scared to come here. This is only because of the presence of the Lord. Our life is very soothing here. It's very peaceful. And wherever we stay, our whole attention is to the Lord. Our whole attention is to this hall. And because of this, remembrance of this, bad elements completely disappear from our place wherein we are staying. If you are chanting continuously Krishna's names, the bad elements from your body are completely vanished. And because we don't have bad elements, we have good health. If your body is attacked by the subtle living entities, if your body is full of impure ideas, if you are full of all sinful ideas into your mind, that will obstruct the circulation of your blood. That we don't know. As soon as you have impure idea of having an illicit connection with a woman, that disturbs your circulation of the blood. And before you have actual sexual intercourse, you are affected. That we don't know. This is a serious effect. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu insists that please you divert your attention. Aradhyo Vrajesu Tanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam. And then he says, Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadhu. Vrajavadhu means like gopis. You must have intense desire to run to Krishna like gopis. In the middle of night, they were hearing the and running to Krishna. And we always see these things from the material point of view. And that's why we are dirty in our ideas also. We don't have any idea of the spiritual realities. In the spiritual reality, there is no perverted enjoyment. In the material manifestation, we have perverted enjoyment of the sex. The sex in the spiritual realm is completely pure. But we cannot have that idea because we don't know about the spiritual realm. As soon as we come to the spiritual reality, then through devotional service of the Lord, only you can enter that realm. Otherwise you cannot enter that realm. And that is why all the scriptures insist that you should intensify. The sex in the spiritual realm is completely pure. But we cannot have that idea because we don't know about the spiritual realm. As soon as we come to the spiritual reality, then through devotional service of the Lord, only you can enter that realm. Otherwise you cannot enter that realm. And that is why all the scriptures insist that you should intensify your devotional activities. And that is what today Srila Prabhupada is describing. That no other material thing will help you to intensify your devotional service. The only one desire, very sincere desire, to recognize Krishna, to accept His authority, will force you to intensify in the devotional service. And once you are there, then all other things will be completely secondary for you. But one thing we have to be very clear, that we don't neglect. We don't neglect everything and go there. If you can forget everything, nothing like that at all. It's best situation if you forget everything. I mean to say, if you are completely callous to the material side of activities, it will be best. And that's why those who have left everything and come to Krishna, they are very happy. But what happens many times, that without any sincerity, we come to Krishna thinking that I am leaving everything, and then coming to Krishna, again we find, try to search out the same things into the temple also. And then we are again polluted, and maybe we go back to the material life. This happens many times in the life of the devotees. So we have to be careful about these pitfalls. Instead, as it is suggested here, the prescribed activities have to go on. And with our activities, our attention has got to be diverted to hearing at least first. And that is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Then what we have to hear? Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Avalam. This is the scriptural evidence, Srimad Bhagavatam. And daily we should try to hear. Try to hear means you have to study. You read loudly and you hear yourself. We have now computers, unfortunately. Really, it is painful to see the computers, you know. We are very satisfied that I have got a Bhagavatam disc. I have got a Bhagavad Gita disc. And I have got all the books, 100 books ready in Bhagavatam, in computer. And nothing is here. That's the trouble. We are very satisfied, you know. Now, if it is an asset, it's quite good. It should not control you. The computer should not control you. It should help you. Then you can use it. Otherwise, it is a sin really. Because then we don't study. And how much we can read? I can't really read on that plate, you know. Because it's shining letters, you know. It's very difficult to read. And more than that, there is a magnetic field around these things. And that magnetic field affects our body. And now, I had read somewhere in America that they are developing some different types of diseases of fingers. Because for the whole time, they are busy, you know, always. So a strange type of disease they are developing, that their fingers don't work, and it's very unnatural. Too much of it is very bad. Just for help or this, that we can just go on. But for the whole day, many times, devotees are sitting for the whole day near complete. And I ask them, what are you doing, Prabhu? I'm feeding in, he says. I tell him, what are you feeding in? I don't know, he says, I'm feeding in. Then, there must be something to feed in. I told Prabhu, you didn't do anything for the whole day. From morning till night, you are just feeding in. What are you feeding in? I'm working on this different planning and this. And I don't know what they do, but always they are with the computer. And this is how many of the devotees, they are coming completely ignoring our daily sadhana, 16 rounds, plus reading this and that, completely they are ignoring. So these things are the artificial necessities. The material necessities, if you increase, then you cannot have this aradhana, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu insists. And like gopis, your time is over. But I will just describe you about the gopis, and then we finish, you know. There is beautiful verse, you know, how gopis behave. And that bhavana, that sentiment, we must cultivate in our life. See, here that verse is beautiful, from 10th canto. Atati yad bhavan ahani kananam truti yugayate tham pashyatam kutila kuntalam shrimukham chate jadav dikshatam pakshmakrit drusham. Beautiful verse. Gopis are singing to Krishna, you know. They say, atati yad bhavan. Atati means you wonder. As soon as the day dawns, you leave us and go after your cows in the forest. That was Krishna's activity, you know? Cowherd boy. So he always was following the cows. As soon as the day dawns, you are off to the forest. And that's why we cannot see you. Atati yad bhavan. Ahani means during the day. Kananam means forest. Atati yad bhavan. Ahani kananam. And then, in your absence, what is our condition? Truti yugayate tvam apashyatam. Truti. Truti means fraction of a second. Srila Prabhupada translates it as you divide a second into 1700 parts. Haribo, you're all right. Now why are you dejected? You're happy. Hello, you're all right. Nice to see you. Did you come today? You're here. I didn't see you yesterday. You're sleeping. Don't sleep yet. Anyway, nice to see you. The today, as I told you, Srila Prabhupada translated that you divide the second into 1700 parts, and one part out of that is a truti. Very, very little time, you know. Truti yugayate. Truti becomes very small time, becomes long like a millennium, yuga. Our very small time, when we don't see you, it becomes like a millennium. You know these young boys and girls, when they're attracted together, I love you, you love me, you know. And then they cannot pass time without each other. Even for a day, if the girl is away, this man will run after her anyway. Oh, it's dear. It's like 5 years. So your gopis say that even a fraction of a second without you becomes like a long, like yuga. Truti yuga ayate tvam apashyatam. Because we don't see you. And then in the third line she says, kutila kuntalam shri mukham chate. When in the evening it is time for you to come back. And kutila kuntam, you have nice black curly hair, you know. And it is full of dust cow coming out of the hoofs of the cows. And so your face is dusty, your hair is dusty, and it appears very beautiful. We want to see that face again and again. Because for the whole day, we didn't see you. But they curse Brahma, the creator, you know. They say that Pakshmukrit Drisham, this Brahma is a very bad person. They are complaining to Krishna that you appointed Brahma, this manager, creator, but he is a very bad person. What he has done, that he has put the eyelids on our eyes. And because of the eyelids, again we have to blink, and till that time we don't see Krishna. This is the meaning of gopi bhava. If you want to follow the gopis, for 24 hours a day, you must be with Krishna. You should not even spend the fraction of a second without Krishna. And that is, Srila Prabhupada has shown us the way. For all the time, 24 hours a day, he was always translating the scriptures for us. Till deathbed. He never did anything. As soon as you remember Prabhupada, you remember the austerity and cleanliness. And his initials are AC, austerity and cleanliness, Bhaktivedanta, Swami Prabhupada. It is not Abhaya Charan. It is austerity and cleanliness. This is how, as soon as you come to Sri Prabhupada, you have to be very austere. You have to get up early in the morning. You have to do this sadhana. And you have to complete this sadhana. Then study the scriptures. This is the austerity. And the more austere you are, the more you will be following the gopis. The gopis were always attracted to Krishna. This is how we should understand. There are so many other things to be told, but we are controlled by the time. Excuse me, we must stop here. Hare Krishna. Have any comments? Comments, sir. Yes. Yeah. The minimum requirements have got to be met. And the requirements also, we should be very simple in them, you know. The thing is, where is my bag? Where is it? Take out that red hard diary, you know. I'll read something to you and you'll understand how the necessities we increase and how we create the much complex situation, you know. It's a nice paragraph I had taken down. That red hard diary. No, the big one. Please bring. We'll read it. But the point is, that under the name of service or something, if we complicate our life, then we complicate our necessities also. I don't understand what necessities you are talking. Yeah, that is Yukta Vairagya. For Krishna's service we use it. It's not for our comfort. But there is a very thin line between it, as you told. It's very difficult to control ourselves then. As soon as the car is there, Then wife sits and children sit and you can't deny then. The fighting is there. So, it's a very, very complex situation. But the thing is that in Nigeria, there are temples, you know, 12 temples all over the country. In Nigeria is an oil possessing country, should be very rich, you know. But I don't know how, it's very poor. And so they cannot meet the necessities themselves. Lakshmi is very scarce there. So they have made a motto in our temples, you know. And it's beautiful. If we can follow to a certain extent, we'll be really happy. They say that whatever you eat, grow. Whatever you grow, you eat. Otherwise, you don't eat anything else because there is no money to buy bhoga, you know. And then, whatever you use, you manufacture. Whatever you use, you manufacture. And they are doing it. They are even, the kartals they are manufacturing. The drums they are manufacturing. The beds they are manufacturing. Everything they are, whatever is required, they manufacture. The incense, everything, deities, everything they manufacture. It's nice to see those temples. This is how they do. And the transport is motorized to the minimum extent. So that the expense of the petrol or this or that is negligible. The rest of the transport, they use the animals, bullocks and etc. And that is how they have minimized their necessities. Suppose we were short of Lakshmi, you have to think that way. That Krishna is very kind, that Lakshmi is coming. But suppose we are short of Lakshmi, then we will try our hard to be self-sufficient. And this is how we should try our best. Unnecessarily, we should not cut the transport or this or that. It is needed in our life. So don't take it wrongly, but we have to be very simple, basically, within our limits. That is the point. And this complex situation, I was just going to read one paragraph to you if I can find it. Yes, it is here. See, the owner of the field grows cotton in his field. There is one village in India, you know. And the owner of the field grows cotton. Have you seen cotton buds? Cotton? You know cotton. They grow in the field. The owner of the field sells the cotton to a man who collects it. Thus, a man sells it again to a dealer who sells it to another who transports it to Bombay. It's coming from village to Bombay, that cotton, raw cotton. Where it is sold to a shipper who ships it to an English port. The cotton is sent to English port. Where it is sold to a factory which turns into a spun. Thread is coming out. And that factory sells it to another factory which turns into woven cloth. The cloth is made in Europe, in England. Which turns it into woven cloth and the factory sells it to a dealer who ships it back to Bombay. It's an interesting thing. Where it is sold to a dealer who again sells it to a peddler who takes it to the same village and sells the woven cloth to the owner of the cotton field. Just to get the cloth ready, the cotton has to travel so much and come back again to the owner of the by playing ball into by playing ball with tons of cotton, they expose it to the hazards of mites and termites, mold and fire, theft and shipwreck, strikes and the rise and fall of the markets, crisis, war. For this ball game, thousands of miles of railway lines are needed, ports, docks, warehouses, customs, officers, inspectors, policemen, courts, prisons, offices, banks, and stock exchanges, armies, guns, colonies, and enslaved peoples, factories, machines, and millions of workers always on the verge of rebellion. This whole thing is created because that ball is moving. The proper economy is this. Let the owner of the field get hold of a spinning wheel and turn it until his cotton field has clothed him, his family and the whole village. This is simplicity. Otherwise, if you do anything, then it is going to create all these things. And you have created. Because this is known as artificial necessities. Because we are not satisfied with the simple life. Everywhere it is the case. Everywhere it is the case. So to the minimum extent, we should use it. I will give you the example, you know. It's a very nice example. The toothbrush. As soon as you start using the brush, it has got to be manufactured. So the factories and etc. comes into existence. This whole paraphernalia comes into existence for the toothbrush. And when you use it in your mouth, it creates the cavities. In order to fill in those cavities, you require the dentist. And again the paraphernalia, charges and this money required. Instead, you can use only salt and turmeric powder mixed. And with your, you can brush. And nothing is required. And salt is very cheap, turmeric powder is very cheap. And we save everything. Save everything. Soap, caustic soda, burns your skin. And we are very fond of using soap every day. You know? That's a sign of advancement. And by using the soap, we have to manufacture the soap. Again, manufacture means the whole paraphernalia. And with all this, it is harmful to our skin. And then we have different types of soaps. Bathing soap and washing soap and this soap and that soap. It makes your face very beautiful. And you use it and your face is like a monkey. Because they want to run their own factories. So it's caustic soda. Soda is very troublesome. Instead, chickpea flour has a natural caustic soda. If you use chickpea flour, your skin will be soothed and you will never have any skin disease and you don't have to buy anything. If you can grow chickpea, you can just grind it and flour is ready. Or at the most you can buy chickpeas or chickpea flour and it is used for... And maybe once in a year you may use soap if you feel like. Otherwise there is no need of it. In our childhood, our mother did not use anything at all for a delicate skin of the children. It was always chickpea flour was used. In our house, we were 25 members. There was no soap. There was no soap at all. This is how the things stand. These are the simplicities. We have to find out. There are so many books available in India, particularly small books, which give you the household remedies and the way to be simple in your life. We are always going to India with our paraphernalia in the shop, we must buy those books so that we can get a simple anecdotes for simple diseases or this or that. Simple medicines are given. Simple way of life is given that how you can be simple. So many things are available. Somehow or the other, we should make it a point to be very simple within our limits. Now, these lights we can forego, we can't. We have created such a obnoxious situation under the name of the advancement. You know, we were in Fiji, and there is a farm community in Fiji, and there is a high voltage line passing through our farm community. And under that line, we had a brahmacharya ashram. And the boys developed very strange skin disease because of the high voltage line. And nobody knew the reason. So they were going to the doctors and this and that. And then some clever doctor came to the place and then he found out that because of this high voltage, you are developing the skin diseases. It may be a high voltage. It was a very serious thing. Then somehow or the other, we requested the government and that line is now going by the side of the field. It is not exactly on the building. And since then the disease has gone down. But the point is that under the name of the advancement, we are creating the diseases. And when there are diseases, in order to cure, then you have to have hospitals and operations and doctors and paraphernalia. And as soon as the doctors are there, their knives have got to be manufactured. Their whole utensils have got to be manufactured. Again the manufacturing. We are really creating an obnoxious situation because of the complicated life. Somehow the other, I am also staying in the Western countries since last 35 years. But somehow the other, by maybe just like my nature, you know, I have been always simple, very simple. So I escaped all these inebrieties. And this is not to praise me, but it is the simplicity. The more simple you become, you escape the thing. At 9 o'clock, the light should be switched off from our house. It was our custom, and I was grihastha also. It was my order to the family that at 9 o'clock the lights must not be on. Before 9 o'clock, you do whatever you like. And at 9 o'clock, we did not have the television set. We were staying for 12 hours, 12 years in London. And we did not have any television set. After that, children grew up and they had television set. But in my time, I didn't allow the television set also. So this is how our life was very simple, and to that extent we could survive. Very healthy life. And in addition to that, prasadam was very regular. Nicely cooked prasadam, hot prasadam. That was our custom in the house. Never cold or stale prasadam we took. As soon as prasadam was finished, the kitchen was completely clear without any prasadam. Nothing was left. Nothing was refrigerated. Every time we wanted, it was freshly cooked. And that is the secret of our health. These are the few of the habits which we cultivate because of the devotional service. And if you come to devotional service, all these things, the way of the life, and how to be healthy, and how to be satisfied, everything is completely described. So this is how we should try to study these things and try to always have the inquisitiveness to find out these things. Now today we had to talk about this Reiki. Reiki? Is it Reiki? And that universal, what is it? Strength or the flow, you know? What is it? Cosmic power, yeah. But cosmic power is coming from Krishna. So it is Krishna whose power we are using. And they call it universal power. What is universal power? Uni. Uni means one. Isn't it? Unit. Uni means one. You see, universal maybe, but uni world is there. And there is one. It's coming from Krishna. All power is coming from Krishna. And that power heals you. That is definite. And I like that treatment very much. You can just press your things with your own hands or somebody's, and you get cured. This is how simplicity has got to be found out. Somehow or the other, our diet should be completely controlled and very nicely prepared so that we escape the miseries. And we should make it a point that we should cook our own prasadam. I mean to say, it should be cooked in the kitchen. And fresh prasadam we should accept. That's all. If you make this one rule that you will never eat outside, and we don't do. And that's why the devotees completely develop a different look. Because our body is very pure. There is no contamination into it. And because there is no contamination, comparing other people, we are suffering to the minimum extent. We are suffering, no doubt. But we are suffering to the minimum extent. We can bear it, that suffering. The other day I had a talk with our Pradruk. He is not here, I think, sleeping. Oh, he's here. No, and he said that he was the celebrated druggist into the whole of the city. Everybody knew that he is the completely lost case. And he explained that how these drugs have the different effects on our body. They become completely mad with all the pains and aches. They cannot tolerate. They have to take that. They have to take narcotics or something. They cannot escape. And then the government has so many arrangements to get them free from the drugs. But they cannot come out free. And they die nearly, he had a dying experience. But this is the living example that how the names of Krishna can cure you from the druggist effect also. On which the other medicines are not working at all. And the other medicine is much more horrible. They take you out from narcotics. And they put on some other drug. What is that? And then that you have to take for the whole of your lifetime. This is, don't end up in these difficulties. It's better not to take it. And if you took it, then like Pradrug, we have to ready to die. He was just pressing his nose so that he suffocated himself and he dies because he was not able to tolerate the suffering. So he said that it is better to die than to depend on all these things. It was Krishna in himself. And somehow or other, his wife got the tape of Ma Mantra. I don't know how it came. And then she bought the book for him, Life Comes From Life. And as soon as Srila Prabhupada was with him, finished, he survived. So this is the potency of Srila Prabhupada. This is universal power. We are getting power from Prabhupada. And the powers are in the books. You please concentrate on this and make your life successful. Hare Krishna.